Got to roll now. Here we go. And Roger told me it's a long message. Here we go. Passages, Bible passages that people are passionate about. Last week we did the Lord's Prayer. We're going to do several over this series. We're going to discuss prayer. We did that last week. This week we're going to do attitude. Say attitude. Going to do attitude, comfort, morals, love, and faith. And I could have a whole big list up there. Now today, this is what we're going to study. It's a favorite part of the Scriptures. Many people can quote some of these verses. The Beatitudes. Say that with me. The Beatitudes. You ever heard stuff like, blessed are the meek? You ever heard stuff like that? You ever heard, blessed are the poor in spirit? Blessed are those that mourn? Heard stuff like, it's called the Beatitudes. Jesus went up into took his disciples and he started teaching them about attitude. How many can use a little help on attitude, you think? Amen. Come on. Let's go with it. The Beatitudes. Let's look at them. Let's say them together. Let's do them together out loud. Here we go. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Help me. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And finally, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. How many of you have heard that? You've heard it several times, many times. There you go. Well, if you're a fellowship church, you're going to keep hearing it. Because we need help with our attitude. Amen? Come on. And there's a part of the Bible that helps with just that attitude. Amen? So, Jesus taught his disciples in this passage, say it with me, how to be what? Blessed. How to be blessed. Now, the word blessed, you might say, well, I don't like that church stuff. I don't want to be that blessed stuff. Well, I doubt you're saying that because you're here this morning. But, yeah, you're crazy people won't talk about being blessed. The word blessed means happy. Okay? I'm sorry if you don't want to be happy. That's your problem, okay? All right, that's what the word means. The word Jesus said, I want to teach you how to be happy. How to be happy. And unfortunately, I mean, you know, we think happiness is because somebody's just got it good. Yeah, they're happy because they're rich. Or they're happy because have you seen his wife? Wow, you know? Sorry. But anyway, you know, they're happy, you know, whatever. So, and we make excuses for our unhappiness. When at the end of the day, you're not happy because of your bad attitude. Okay? Let's talk about it. So, blessed means happy or fortunate. So, do you want to be happy? Come on. Do you want to be blessed? We're just asking questions this morning. Do you want to have the best life on this planet that you can have? And do you want to have the blessed life or the happy life? You Christian people, y'all just always talk about being happy. No, I don't always talk about being happy. But the point is, I want to be happy. Can you say I want to be happy? I want to be happy. Sue me. I want to be happy, okay? All right? So I want to be happy. Happiness is an awesome thing. But I realize there are hard times in life. Sure they are. And I realize some of you have to dig deep, bear down. Sometimes it's ugly. Well, that's why the Beatitudes are awesome. He covered a lot of mess in the Beatitudes. And we're going to look at it today. Now, so often we're not happy because of our what? How many, be honest, Pastor, I've been in my life, sometimes in my life, I just ain't been happy, but it's been me. I just had a bad attitude. Can I see your hand this morning? Just go and get honest real quick with me this morning. Thank you. Here we go. So, instead of a bad attitude, we need a what? Come on. Instead of a bad attitude, we need a what? There we go. Now y'all getting with me. Let's go. Here we go. Now we're rolling. So what should my attitude be? What should my attitude be? I want to be happy. I don't want to have a bad attitude. So what should my attitude be? Well, like Mitch sang this morning, people can say, I'd swim the ocean for you because I love you so much. Jesus is the only one that went to the cross. Amen. All that's just a bunch of emotion, like the song said. And Jesus is here to love you today and to help you and to teach you. This is his words, literally his words. And I'm going to do some, try to help a little bit over here on the side and help these words. So let's look at it. The Beatitudes today. Let's start out with eight of them, Raj? There's eight of them. Let's start out with the first one. Here we go. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Say that with me. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Here we go. Let's start learning. Here we go. What is this, Clark? Let's learn them today. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, here's the attitude. Here's the attitude. Happy is the poor in spirit. So this is the way you're going to be happy. Got it? Y'all listening or not? Okay. Now, it's not just one of them. There's eight of them. Okay. So let's start out with this one. Here's what this means. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Say that with me. I will depend on God and not my... Blessed are the poor in spirit. Okay? You're a little poor. You need to get off the phone. You hear me sitting in the back? I love you, but whatever. Amen. Now, I pick on him all the time. He picks on me, too. Here we go. So, I'll depend on God and not myself. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Blessed are the poor in spirit. I'll depend on God and not myself. Every good gift, James says, every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Any need I have, I'm going to depend on God and not myself. You want to have a bad attitude? Just think you can do it all. Okay, now I'm all for people working hard, not whining, do what you can do. But at the end of the day, you need to humble yourself. And not depend on yourself and think you've got the cat by the tail all the time. Amen? Come on. The world doesn't revolve around you. It doesn't revolve around me. Okay? He makes it all go around. Amen? I'm going to depend on God and not myself. You start thinking like that and see if you don't start having a better attitude. Now here's the last part of that. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So here's the blessing. You have the attitude, you're going to get the blessing. Here's the attitude. The attitude is I'm going to quit depending just on me, and I'm going to start depending on God, not just myself, okay? That's the attitude. Here's the blessing. Say that with me. The blessing. These are my words. This world is not my home, and Satan, the god of this world, ain't my daddy. You start to depend on God and not yourself. And all of a sudden, you're going to start to see that the god of this world, this wicked one down here, listen, this ain't your home. You're going to start to see the kingdom of heaven. You're going to start to live with purpose in your life and realize that the devil, he ain't your daddy no more. Amen? Come on. And you don't want to live for him, and you don't want to serve him. So, and we could say a lot about this first one. A couple of scriptures where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. You want to have a bad attitude? Keep doing that. The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Keep looking. But God, say that with me. But God, who's rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. Keep pushing me. Even when we were dead in sins, he's quickened us together with Christ. For by grace you are saved. He's raised us up together. He's made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through who? Christ Jesus. So, that's number one. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Amen? So I'm not going to depend on myself. I'm going to depend on God. Did y'all hear me or not today? That's what Jesus said. And then, when you do that, yours is the kingdom of heaven. All of a sudden, this world isn't all that matters anymore. The things of this world don't matter like they used to. And then the god of this world, the devil, he ain't your daddy no more. You feeling it or not? Amen? Keep looking. Now, number two. Blessed are they that what? That sounds like the dumbest thing ever, don't it? Blessed are you people that cry. Blessed are the crybabies. Is that what that's saying? Blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. So blessed are those that mourn. Now here's the attitude. Say it with me, please. I will recognize my needs, hurts, and struggles, and will present them to thee who cares for. You think that might help your attitude? Say, instead of just carrying those struggles on your own, those burdens on your own, knowing that you have a God that loves you, that you can present those things to him and he cares for you. Blessed are those that mourn. Okay? Blessed are those that are having trouble. Now see, trouble, I don't want trouble, but at the end of the day, trouble's really the only time in my life I've grown closer to the Lord. I mean, honest with you, it's in that trouble, in that pain, that I can't do it. I give that to him. He comes alongside me. He strengthens me, and he changes me. It's a beautiful thing. But so many of us, oh, I don't want to go through trouble. I don't want to go through it either. But I'm sorry, you're on planet Earth, and it's going to happen. We saw it before our eyes this morning. Our brother came to church happy. He's always encouraging. He's funny. I love that guy. And just this morning, well, look, boom.
And all of a sudden, they go from happy to his wife is, you know, herself full of so much stress. It's incredible. Amen? What are you going to do? Give it to God. Amen. Depend on him. Know that he cares for you. And that's why we want to show them and we want to communicate to them. We love you. Other people caring for you. That's God showing up. Amen. Come on. So cast all your care upon him, Jesus, for he cares for who? You. So that's the attitude. Blessed are those that mourn. Know that you're hurting. Know that you have struggles. Know that you have problems. Know that you can't handle them on your own. Cry out to God. That's a good thing. Amen? A lot of times, I'm good. Here's Gary for years. I'm good. I can handle it. And y'all might not know this about me. I'm tough as nails, okay? When it gets real rough, I'm tough, okay? But sometimes I'm telling you what, I can't handle it. And I need to be broken. Amen? I need to depend on God. And so God's had a way in my life to break me. You know? Absolutely. That sounds like a bad God. That's not a bad God. That's a good God that says, Gary, you're as hard-headed as a day is long. And I'm going to show you I love you. I'm going to have to knock you out. And that's what he's done. Amen. It's okay. For they shall be comforted. Here's the blessing. God will what? You talk about being happy. It's when your world is crashing and you're struggling so bad and you don't think you can make it. You're at the end of your rope. You turn it over to the Lord. You cry out to him. And even though not everything gets changed, you have a peace that comes over you. And a hope that you're going to be okay and I'm going to make it. Amen. That's called happiness. Amen. Come on, let's look at another. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort. Who comforts us in all our tribulation or trouble? Why? So that we can help other people and comfort other people when they're in trouble by the same comfort we ourselves receive from who? From the Lord. Amen. So let's look at number 3. So we're just looking at the attitude. Y'all right? Say. You're probably saying, this man's killing us this morning. Here we go. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So blessed are the meek. Here's the attitude. Blessed are the meek. Say it with me. Help me now. I will be humble, gentle, and have a proper appreciation of who I am and who. Amen. That's the attitude. I'm going to be humble. The picture of meekness is a big horse. And a little bit is stuck in his mouth. And that big sucker can be turned left and right because of that little thing. That little thing in your life is called humility. You can be as big and mean, as bad, as whatever. You put humility in your life, and you're going to have a better attitude. You're going to have a better life. Y'all listening or not? Humility. Not so arrogant. Full of yourself. And sometimes it's even like me to where, you know, where you're strong and I can do it. And I don't want to be a burden on nobody. Well, I used to do that. I'd pray for you, but I wouldn't pray for myself. Oh, I didn't want to bother God about me. Oh, but I'd bother him about you. Because I didn't matter, you see. And now I humbled myself and I realized, guess what? Gary matters too. Amen? And God, I know that I'm being arrogant when I don't pray for myself. Because see, God, I'm proud and I'm and I can do it. And God says, okay, you're going to keep running to the wall, son. To start humbling yourself. Y'all listening or not? Amen. So God is God and I am not. Say that with me. God is and I am. Amen. Good. For they shall inherit the earth. Here's the blessing. I'm an heir of God through Jesus. And I have a what? That's out of this what? Humble yourself. It's amazing when hard times come or people wrong us. We can get so messed up. We can get so sideways. But it's amazing how well you can make it through those problems in your life when you realize this world is not my home. I have a future destiny. I can make it through anything down here because heaven is my home. And God's at work doing other things, even in bad situations, when you can see that all things work together for good. You listening or not? Okay, that's that humble spirit. It'll help you a lot. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. That's a beautiful thing. And because you're sons, God has sent forth His Spirit of His Son into your what? Crying what? Abba, Father, or Daddy. That's the same word used last week, our Father, which art in heaven. Wherefore, thou art no more a what? But you're a what? And if you're a son, you're an heir through Christ. But you know it takes humility to accept that? I know this sounds a little weird. It takes humility to accept that I need God, that God loves me, and that I am actually an heir of His. And submitting my will to His will, okay, and humbling myself, it'll change the whole way you think. That's what Jesus said. The Beatitudes. Number four, blessed are those who do what? Help me now. Which what? Hunger and what? Now, we're just rolling. Tide's rolling now, baby. Come on. Who hunger and thirst after righteousness? Now, here's the attitude. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Say that with me. Help me now. I will have a spiritual appetite and desire for things that God says are what? You'll be happier if you start to have a taste. My tongue doesn't work good anymore because of my crazy mess I got going on. But anyway, if you start to taste the things that God says are good, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is what? Good. Start to taste the things instead of saying, you know, that Christian stuff, just a bunch of crazy bull, man, that Bible. Yeah, you ought to eat the Bible like a honeycomb. Amen. Lick it up, baby. Get it inside of you. Start to have the appetite, the desire for the things of God. You'll see your attitude will change and your living will change. Your behavior will change. Instead of me putting a list of rules out back, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. We're not going to do that here. It's useless to make you into a phony. Y'all hear me or not? But if you start to eat the things of God's Word and taste the things of God's Word and let God work on you in His time and in His way, He's the potter, you're the clay, all of a sudden now you got something real. And it's coming out in your attitude. Amen? So hungering after things of God. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me, know my thoughts. See if there's any what? Wicked way in me. And lead me into the what? Into the way that's everlasting. Talking about attitude today. How to have a better attitude. With my whole heart I've sought you. Let me not wander from your commandments. Thy word have I done what? Hid in my heart that I might not what? Sin against you, Lord. Amen. So, for they shall be filled. Here is the blessing. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Here's the blessing. Here it is. Help me now. God will help me to be. Let's talk a minute. How many in your life? Some things that were just wrong, wrong, wrong. You did them and you loved them. And God has helped you. He's helped you not to do some of those wicked things you used to do and love. But, and he's helped you to be satisfied. Can I see your hand? Okay. Not saying you didn't love them. Okay. Sin's fun. It's a blast. Okay. All right. I'd rather eat Oreos and chocolate chip cookies all day long. And ice cream, and I've been making a killing at it lately. You can tell, right? But sometimes you got to eat the right things. Amen? Say. It's not that the Oreos and all that ain't good, but that's life, guys. Life, sin out there, it's fun. It tastes good. Wow, wow, wow. But, and that's going to take God changing your appetite. Yes or no? Say. His words, start tasting the things that He says. But it's going to change your attitude, too. It's going to be good for you. Amen? So, with godliness with what? Is great what? Amen. To be godly and to be content is great gain. Whoo, y'all killing me. Here we go. That clock's bearing down on me. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Here we go. Here's the attitude. Help me now. Say it with me. I will extend mercy to, and hopefully through me, they'll see that God's mercy is extended to them as well. Amen? So, I'm going to extend mercy to others, and hopefully they're going to see through me that God is willing to extend them mercy as well. How are people going to know Christ if they don't see it in us? How are they going to understand forgiveness unless we forgive them? How are they going to know what mercy is unless we're merciful to them? Guys, what are we doing? Hear it off some TV preacher on TV? I'm telling you, it doesn't work. Guys, it's going to come through the folks. Amen. That's us. That's why this is so important. Then said Jesus, Father, when he's on the cross, forgive them. For they what? They know not what they do. They know not what they do. He's called you and I to have mercy on people. Guys, I've been as angry as a hornet, man. Ill as a hornet in my life. I've wanted to take people's head and shove it through walls. I mean, I'm sorry, okay? That doesn't accomplish a whole lot. It's a lot of blood and guts. You don't want that. Amen. How about changing a heart? And that's forgiveness. When you're merciful. When people expect you to hit them upside the head, but instead you're kind to them. That's hilarious. Amen. I love this. That's the way I am now. Not because I'm some great example. That's what God has done in me. People wrong me. People don't like me. And then I got all kinds of people that now when somebody says something about Gary Clark in this town, usually somebody even lost will come up and take my and stand up for me. Hey, you better shut up. It's amazing when you're merciful and you start to show mercy and kindness to people, it comes back to you. It's a beautiful thing. Amen. Keep looking. For they shall obtain mercy. Here's the blessing when we show more mercy. God has and will continue to do what? Okay, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. The point is, we can talk about the mercy of God to us, but if we don't show it to other people, don't expect the mercy of God to be there on your behalf. Amen? Come on. It's a great attitude. It'll help you. Number six, blessed are the what? Pure in heart. We're going to make it. We're going to have to make it. Keep going. We had a little break this morning. We're going to make it through this. Blessed are the pure in heart. Here's the attitude. Say it with me. I will continually acknowledge, help me now, that I am made inwardly clean through the shed blood of Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. You ought to start practicing this one. I mean, I don't know. I'm sometimes my own worst enemy. I beat up on myself. And I tell you, to remember that you're made clean by the blood of Jesus. Amen. When you screw up or even your thoughts ain't right or whatever. Listen, I'm glad my salvation doesn't depend on Gary, but on the blood of Jesus. It's making me clean. If we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. But if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth ain't in us. If we confess our sins, say that verse with me. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all. Walk in that forgiveness. Think that way. Let that be your attitude. Instead of thinking you're no good, you're just, you know, sure, we do sin. Don't make excuses for that. Stay clean. Amen? Stay prayed up. Stay the blood of Jesus in your mind, in your heart, and in your life. Blessed are the pure in heart. For they shall see God. Here's the blessing. Say it with me. I will literally see Jesus one day. And pretty loud on this one. Can you say it? It's gonna happen. Yeah, can we thank the Lord? We ought to. Come on, it's gonna happen. Think like that. Think like that. Well, you don't believe in Jesus, do you? Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm going to see him one day. Absolutely. He's at the right hand of God the Father making intercession for me right now. Heaven's a real place. My mama's there. I hugged Charlotte this morning. She's saddened today because today's her dad's birthday. And he's with the Lord. And it's been pretty rough on her this past year, Miss Charlotte. I hugged her this morning. We looked up together and said, your mama, your daddy and my mama's looking down on us right now. Amen. Why don't you live that way? Think that way. It is reality, whether you realize it or not. It's reality. As a child of the living God, you're going to see him, and you're going to live forever. That's the Bible. That's what's going to happen. Why don't you live that way now? Now I'm going to keep my stinking bad attitude. I have no hope. Everything's terrible. Have at it. We're trying to help you here, and Jesus is trying to help you, okay? And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world. He was received up into what? Yeah, but he's alive forevermore. Amen. Beloved, now we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall do what? See him as he what? As he is. Beautiful scriptures. Number 7, Raj, you've got 5 minutes, brother, before you have to start blinking the flashlight in my face. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Look at the attitude. Here we go, guys. Say that with me. I will endeavor to show others how to have inward peace with God through Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Guys, I mean, I'm all for peace. I'm all for being nice to people. But I think that means a little more. Blessed are the peacemakers. People can't have peace, real peace, without Christ. Blessed are peacemakers. Blessed are people who believe enough in Jesus Christ to share with their friends and their family that the only way to real peace is to know Christ. Amen? Be a peacemaker. Be a peacemaker. Amen? See yourself as a peacemaker. We call that a missionary or something like that. It's a beautiful thing to see yourself as a peacemaker. You're out there trying to help God be at peace with other people, help people be at peace with God. See, he's already given his life. He loves them to pieces. They just don't believe it. They don't know it. Be a peacemaker. That's what this says. It'll change your whole way you think. But now in Christ Jesus, you were sometimes far off. You're made nigh by the blood of Christ. We've read this a couple of times today. He's our peace. He's both made one. He's broken down that middle wall of partition between us. But some of your friends and your neighbors and your family don't know about that. They don't know that that wall's been broken down by Jesus. Be a peacemaker for them. You be the middleman. You be the one that can help them to Jesus. Change your whole attitude. Give you purpose in life for getting up every day. Amen. Come on. For they shall be called the children of God. Here's the blessing. Here's the happy part. Say that with me. Others will know that I belong to him because of the peace he's given to me through who? Guys, we don't have to make up stuff. Our friends can see and our family can see the peace that God has given us. And the confidence that we have in Christ without having to slap them on the head or give them a word from the Lord and all this crazy stuff we do to people. No wonder they don't come to Christ. They think we're nuts. But if they see us as peace, as peaceful, as having that, you're trying to tell me something and you don't even have it yourself, Jack. That's what a lot of people say to the Christian church. You're trying to give me something, you ain't even got it. But if we show that peace, we show that we're, some of these attitudes, we show that, and all of a sudden we become peacemakers for the Lord. Y'all seeing that or not? It's pretty deep stuff. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Here we go. Where are we at, Raj? The last one. Got 2 minutes. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Happy are you when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you, happy are you when men revile you. By the way, I wouldn't try to jump to number 8. I think I'd start at number 1 and work on the whole attitude before you get to this one where somebody's hitting you upside the head, okay? Okay? And you're happy about it? Blessed are you when men shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Real fast, the attitude. Here it is. Pop it up. Here's the attitude. Blessed are those which are persecuted. It's coming, that attitude. Here it is. Say it with me. Say it with me. As a follower. Everybody, let's start again. Everybody on this one. As a follower of Jesus Christ, I know I will be misunderstood. And even, but loud on this last one. But so be it. Yeah, praise the Lord. So be it. If I'm not being persecuted because I'm a jerk, I'm not being persecuted because I'm making stuff up that ain't in the Bible, but I'm being persecuted because I'm a true follower of Christ and I love him and I'm humble and I'm meek and I want to help people have peace with Christ. And if I'm persecuted for that, so be it. So be it. Amen? It's okay. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me, say it with me, cannot what? Cannot be my disciple. Here's the attitude, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Here it is. Here's the blessing. Help me. There is a great reward awaiting me in heaven. And I what? I believe it. Whatsoever you do, do heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Now, Raj, we're done. We did it, buddy. You got to flash your light. Amen. We're done with the message. Did you get them? And we're not going to say them all over again. Quit flashing the light. We're not going to do them all over again. I think you've got it. You should get back into the Word a little bit. Try to let that be your attitude. How many think if we let that part, what we talked about today, be our attitude, we'd have a much better attitude? Can I see that? Come on. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. A little crazy, but we did it. Amen. Thank you, Lord.